900 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Spring weather brings more chances for road trips, so let us keep you headed safely down the road with a new set of tires. Mel's Tire has a Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX to the Yokohama Geolander AT Geo15 or the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. Mel's Tire 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Ta-da, KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, 22nd day of the month of May. It is 7:20 with 57 degrees on our way to a beautiful 77 before it's all said and done today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Missy Floyd, John Kelsch, and Lonnie Heinen. We are really ahead of the game here, previewing something coming up next summer, which is a keep it a safe summer that for years, a huge event here that's been gone the past couple of years, but it looks like it will be coming back. And let's get an update on the progress and where we currently stand. Missy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing great. How are you, gentlemen?
Doing good. Lonnie, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
All right, thanks for joining us. And John, good day to you.
Good morning, Ron and Chuck. How are you guys today?
We're doing all right. Well, as mentioned here, this is Keep It a Safe Summer 2025. And Missy, I'm going to start with you because you've been in contact here over the last couple of weeks trying to get the word out here on and utilize our airwaves for that process. Let me just ask you here to kind of get started. Why are we waiting basically until 2025 to get things restarted and kind of what transpired to not have Keep It a Safe Summer this year?
Yes, so good question. We are still in the planning stages, and we didn't get together until, oh, I want to say we started, I don't know, like 4 months ago, and we were like, okay, we need to bring this back. What are we going to do? And we got to thinking, and we're like, it's just too late to do it this year, but we really want to bring it back to the community. And so we just wanted to get on the radio and give a save the date, if you will, because we're, like I said, we're still in the planning stages, but we're super excited to bring it back to the community. And we're planning it for next April 17th of 2025.
Next April instead of next May.
Yes. You're right. Normally we have done it the last day of school or close to the last day of school. We know that we can't pick a time that'll work for everybody, but we really tried to key in on a date that would bring out the most people and look at times where it's maybe not as busy. May seems to get really, really busy, and so we focused on April this year.
Yeah, trying to find a time that nothing else is really going on is virtually impossible around here anymore. We certainly understand that. Lonnie, formatically for Keep It a Safe Summer, you're looking at kind of the same as it has been in the past?
Yes, we are. And our hope is, we were hearing from some of the organizations that when we were doing it in May, their camp spots were already full or the different things they were offering were already booked for the summer. So we're hoping that by bumping it up for a month, maybe it'll give more of an opportunity for the community to sign up for those events.
John, is there, at least the way you're envisioning things now, and obviously things could change a little bit between now and April of 25, but are you envisioning any formatic changes or significant changes that people who have attended the event in the past may wind up seeing here coming up next year?
No, I really don't think so. I think the basic format will be the same. We're hoping for some additions. We talked specifically in our last meeting about like Champions Landing and what Jeremy's doing, disc golf and pickleball, some other opportunities that weren't in the previous years that we had Keep It a Safe Summer. And hopefully next year it'll be kind of energized. People are ready to come back to it. I know when things go on for a long time, sometimes there's a loss of interest. So, but the basic things will remain the same. The bicycle helmets, we talked about that, very popular and good for safe things. And I'll throw something else in. The city got a grant, a planning grant for safe routes to school. And I know this event initially came up in the report by the company that was hired to do the initial planning for that bigger grant that will be coming. And that was mentioned, the overreaching thing of Safe Routes to School is safety for children. So they saw that as a big positive. So I made sure that they were aware that, hey, it's not gone, it's coming back. So I think that enhances the city's opportunities to obtain that bigger amount of money to do those improvements in close proximity to those schools.
Missy, I need my memory jolted here. When was the last Keep It a Safe Summer?
Yes, so we did not do it in 2023, or we won't be doing it this year. So we did it in 2022.
Okay. So the fairground's still going to be the location then?
Absolutely. Okay. That's the best location for us to do it. We can get a lot of people in there. And just to remind people, this is an opportunity for, we want kids to be out and have fun and be adventurous and explore Emporia. And so we have different vendors that can come and talk about all the events that are happening in Emporia all the time, but also throughout the summer.
Lonnie, how important is it to not only, I guess, maybe bring back your list of prior partners for the 25 event, but also kind of referencing John's point here, you know, to bring something new and look for some new things, to have some new partners moving forward here into 25 and years down the road?
This is a great opportunity for us to look around the community and see what has changed and who, as John mentioned, those new partners might be that are offering things that weren't available when we were doing this before.
Missy, you mentioned the last years that we did have Keep It a Safe Summer. Why did this stop for a couple of years?
Well, there's, you know, a group of us, the three of us on the phone for sure, who have been a part of this for many, many, many years. But it's a huge event, and
yeah,
just getting a task force together who want to bring it to our community and present it to the kids and the families of our community, that's a chore in itself. So we just had to get the right people on board, and we have a good group of us that are serving on the task force now, and we would love to have more join us and get excited for the 2025 event.
Well, in case, Missy, if people would like to be part of this, or there's business owners and representatives who would like to help us as sponsors, or, you know, maybe even add some activities to Keep It a Safe Summer 2025, how do folks reach out and get on the list?
Yeah, definitely. So I don't know for sure if we want to give out Lonnie's number. but we're going through the Emporia Community Foundation. That's where we're having our meetings. And we are currently working on a registration form and putting together a list of vendors that have been there in the past, but also more that we want to bring in that we just are thinking of. So definitely if we miss somebody, we would love for them to reach out. And we hadn't talked about this. Lonnie, do we want your number?
Yes, it'd be great. They could reach out to the Emporia Community Foundation, 620-342-9304.
Outstanding. Well, it's going to be Keep It a Safe Summer, April 2025. I'm going to ask you guys anything else that you wanted to add before we wrap things up. John, I'll start with you.
Just to make sure everybody knows, hey, it wasn't our interest, but COVID. Remember that shut everything down in March of 20, and then 21, it still pretty much wasn't safe. 22 was actually a drive-through event where we handed out packets. So we really haven't had an event since 19. So I think the community is going to be more than anxious to get back to it 6 years after the last time we actually had an in-person
Understood.
Situation.
How about you? Yeah. Lonnie, anything else you wanted to add?
I think it's a great opportunity if there's some new organization out there that wants to make sure they're on our list, start visiting with us now so we can start getting our minds wrapped around exactly what we need to do to move forward to make this a great event.
How about you, Missy?
I would just say let's get excited, and we know we're early, but April will be here before we know it.
Well said. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us here today. Missy, best of luck with this as you get rolling here towards April 25.
Thank you so much.
Indeed. Lonnie, thanks for joining us, and good luck.
Thank you.
And John, we're going to have you on the air on a totally different topic tomorrow. Just another one of your many hats, but good luck here with Keep It a Safe Summer.
Thank you, and thank you for everything that KVUE does in the community.
Yeah, thanks for our group this morning, Missy Floyd, John Kelshen, Lonnie Heinen. Keep It a Safe Summer coming up April 2025.
John. And looking at the newsmaker spot for tomorrow, we mentioned John Kelch will be joining us because he'll be talking more about the law enforcement torch ride activities taking place next week, the 29th and 30th. Also looking ahead to next week, we only have really just a few dates to